guys sitting in a hot tub 5 feet apart because they're not gay. That's what it looks like right now. Just to be both of y'all sitting at opposite ends of the couch.
I mean, it is kind of okay. True. We have like a. Is this like 5 feet?
Huh? Is this 5 feet?
I think three.
Between us, maybe.
Wait, can you hear me? What?
Yeah, no, we couldn't hear you. You weren't even close to the microphone. Why don't you point the microphone towards your face?
I am pointing the microphone towards my face. Like, if it was like a fucking cock. So, I see your savings account over there. Can I have your pennies?
Oh, I thought he was talking to you guys. That's $19 worth of coins in my behind you, babe.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's $19. Okay. Real quick, Victor, if you hear any cutting out, don't mention it.
All right.
Don't fuck with the boom arm.
That's exactly what he was doing.
I know.
Okay, but now I want to fuck with the boom arm.
Don't fuck with the boom arm.
You want to fuck with it. You're like...
Bruh.
Dude, you know, that wasn't me, bitch.
Who was it then?
It was me.
Babe! I'm playing. I'm
Did
playing.
You just yell at
no,
me?
No, I didn't yell at you. I didn't yell at you. I didn't yell at you. I'm sorry.
Thank you're you. Such a simp.
I'm not a fucking simp.
You're,
okay,
you're
I
the
have,
biggest simp I've ever known.
I,
dude, I'm you're not like.
A simp. If there's anybody that's a simp for their girlfriend, it's you.
If there's anyone, like, if you could describe a bottom or a sub, it's Nick. Like, Nick is sub as fuck.
He is.
What does that mean?
That you're a bitch.
You don't know what a sub means?
You're
okay,
the bitch.
It's the opposite of Dom.
Okay. Well, I'm not a simp. I just love you a lot. And,
that's what
know,
a simp is.
I want to treat you with respect and...
Well, you don't. And then you apologize right after it.
Yeah.
Pimps don't apologize.
Nope.
Apologize.
Fresh avocado.
Fresh avocado.
Yeah.
I'm not a simp, babe.
You're a simp.
People who are simps
accept
say they're not
accept your identity.
Simp.
That's who you are. You need to accept it.
Quit it. You're making me cry.
Accept your simpness.
No, they're so mean. No, but when
what
I...
What am I mean? I'm just
No, I'm
fact.
Not saying that you're mean. I'm not saying that you're mean. Okay. I'm saying y'all are mean.
So
it's because you're
I
trying
am
to
part
deny
that,
your,
y'all.
Your
yes,
true
you
self.
Are.
So I am mean. Is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're
accusing her
mean.
Being mean.
You're,
is just
you're
another
kind of
I'm kind of mean.
You can be, yeah.
Let's mean
tell
girls.
The story.
Hold on.
About
Wait,
nope, you can't talk. You
nah,
can't
let talk. Her
let's
talk,
tell
bro.
The story about when we went to Rockport and he thought it would be a good idea to make us sleep in the car when his sister offered to rent a hotel room with us. He made us sleep in the car in 90 to 100 degree weather when his sister offered to split a hotel room with us.
Cheap.
How do you feel about that?
In my defense.
What? Oh, what's your defense? What is your defense? How can you defend that?
I wanted a cute little car camp out thing, you know?
So, sweating our asses off in the middle of the night in the car, not being able to sleep instead of sleeping on a fucking bed in a nice hotel is cuter.
Horrible. That's a sin.
No, you're right, baby. That's
yeah,
completely
no, I
wrong. I was
that's
being
a
dumbass,
yes.
And I have learned now.
Sin.
I'm gonna remember that for you from for years.
Years. Okay. I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
I
hope
you.
I'm never like that. Like, I love you,
you're
baby.
Gonna be.
Like,
you're gonna be.
If
you don't
girl,
think you're gonna be.
Why
you don't,
do you think
you
can't
never,
keep a girl?
You never think
you
you're gonna
bitch?
Be.
Why don't can't you keep a girl, huh?
Don't even start that.
Don't be mean
if
to
you
him.
Were dating as an adult, you would never make. You wouldn't even
you
get
wouldn't.
Close.
No, you I don't even, think. Honestly, I don't.
You wouldn't even fuck.
If it weren't for me, he wouldn't have a girlfriend.
No.
He's too
yeah.
afraid to.
Well, duh,
to
you're my girlfriend.
Girl. He's too. I said if it weren't for me, you dumbass. if he's too shy, trying to get him to talk to me was hell. It was so bad.
I know how
bad.
He was. Yeah. I remember with, what's her name? Oh, no, I'm not going to mention her.
He's like a completely different person now.
I didn't want to mess up.
Yeah, okay. And that's cute. But also, you told your friends that I talked too much when you didn't even fucking talk at all. You didn't even try to enter in conversation.
Why did we have... Why do we have to talk about literally everything?
That's what bringing me on the podcast is.
Offended.
I don't know if I want to do that couples episode anymore.
Bro, I'm joking, baby. I was gonna ruin
you. I love you, baby. We still have hours left, so let's see.
But you never think you're gonna be like that in a relationship until you get in the relationship and you're like that.
Could you pick that up for me, please?
No.
That's kind of far.
Yeah.
I should have got water for
myself. Closer to it.
It's out of the way.
Where did you get that water?
It was on the stairs. I just grabbed it.
Okay.
I bet Nico never thought he was going to be how he is in a relationship, but he's with her, with Hannah now, and he's a simp. He's not as simp as he is, though.
Nico's not a simp.
Talk into your fucking microphone. I'm sorry. I got a little...
You're getting a little aggressive.
A little too aggressive there. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, did you know I'm indigenous?
A bunch of Mexicans are indigenous. Yeah. Most of them are.
I'm like, someone was telling me on video games that I'm an indigenous person. They're like, oh,
Victor.
What? Wait, games?
Would you call yourself Hispanic?
Hispanic?
Yes. Would you call yourself Hispanic?
Okay, we're doing it. Okay, yeah. Okay, welcome back can I fucking make... Okay, welcome back.
But anyway.
God, bang!
Did you just call me mom?
No. Okay. Welcome back to the Rinky Dinky Boys. This is episode 12, and today, as you already know, we have a guest, my beautiful girlfriend Kaya. There's her foot. She does not want to be seen on the camera, and we respect that. So you will hear her. She'll chime in when she wants. She said she wouldn't talk a lot, and she's already like half the start of the episode.
You're doing great, Kaya.
Thanks.
We love you,
better
baby.
Than Nick, actually.
Thanks.
Fuck you, Victor.
What did you
I'm
say?
Just trying to give her confidence, you stupid, dumb whore.
Do you know how much I call him a whore? He'll literally do something and I'll be like, you whore.
Yeah. I can't do that back, though.
Nope.
It was kind of hard getting into calling girls whores when they like it.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be such a soft guy.
No, he is too. Like, literally, I would be like, okay, slap me. Please slap me. And he'll be like, I don't want to hurt you. And it's like, but I like it.
Yeah, and that too, like, I remember this one girl.
It's like I was raised to respect women.
Exactly. That's the. I was.
That's
like
what I was, because I was raised around only women. So.
Me too. The best people in my life are women. My mom, my grandma, my tia, mm-hmm. Mi abuelita. She's dead.
Sorry.
Just,
to hear
apparently,
that.
It's hard having a girlfriend that literally wants to be choked out.
Nah.
And thrown against the wall.
Yeah.
Dude, I got into that shit. Like,
yeah.
Nick, are you into that shit? Like,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Okay. What were you saying when before I start introduce the people back to the podcast?
Do I consider myself Hispanic?
Well, because he thinks Hispanic is only Mexican.
No, that's not what I said.
Do you also consider yourself Latino?
Oh my God.
Latino is.
Yes.
Hispanic.
He doesn't think
Latino,
counts as. Don't interrupt me.
Wait, it's Latino now.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't consider people in Central America Latino. He thinks it's only in South America.
Mexico is part of North America, first of all.
Central America?
Mm-hmm.
Central America is a sub continent.
All
of that.
Mexico is in Central America.
Mexico is North America. That Central America is
Where's
a sub.
Where's my phone?
Central America is a subcontinent.
You know, if you had viewers, they would tell you how dumb you are.
Oh my god.
Do they speak Spanish?
Am I wrong?
Do they speak Spanish there? Do they eat rice and beans?
Yeah.
Latino.
Yeah. Yeah, valid.
No, but am I wrong? Central America is a subcontinent, right?
It doesn't matter.
Central America is a subcontinent, okay? Central America and North America are technically just North America. Okay.
You know what's fucked up? That we call it South America and we don't own it. Why?
That's not why it was called South America.
Just like how I was saying New Mexico. Why is she staring at
him? I don't know if she's glaring.
Are we gonna pause this?
I'm glaring at him.
Huh?
I am glaring.
That's your glare?
Yeah.
You look like you're trying to see something from far away. Like,
he knows.
This is so weird.
He knows. He knows, though.
I mean, she's like not happy with me right now because I'm being right. But
ah! Oh fuck! Oh shit!
Men are never right.
No, ah! That is correct.
Babe, do you know what's in
that
this?
That is the only time a man will be right. A man would be right.
You hit me in the ribs.
You deserved it.
I fucking screamed.
I know, like a pussy ass bitch.
Okay, no, this is my thing. This is my thing, Sim. Victor. This is my thing. Okay, okay. So
they're still Latinos, bro.
Hold on, South America. Okay, I'm not saying that Mexicans aren't Latino. Okay, they very well are, but to be exact, to be
Latino X,
to be
political correct, Latino X.
Shut the fuck up, Victor.
It's political correctness, Latino X.
Well, we don't talk about politicals here. Are you looking it up, babe? Okay, this is the thing. South America is technically another name for it is Latin America. Why is that? I don't, because of the Latin language, whatever. North America, whatever. Okay. Hispanics are the people who were conquered by Spain.
Central America is Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, and Panama. You motherfucker.
Okay, but Central...
Stop assuming I'm wrong.
I'm not
you
assuming
little bitch.
You're wrong.
You are! You argued with me the other day about this, and literally, you're wrong.
No, babe.
Why do you argue points
babe,
that are wrong?
How many continents...
Do you like being wrong?
Babe.
Sometimes I think you like being wrong.
Babe, how many continents are there?
Eight?
There's seven.
Seven.
There's seven continents. North America, South America... Africa, Australia, Europe, Asia, and Antarctica. Central America is a subcontinent, much like Asia. Or
so
not Asia.
What does
India.
So, does it matter? Why are you just... Wasn't the question, are they Latinos?
Yeah, the thing is, she's saying that Mexico is not North America, but that's...
No, that's not what I was saying.
You're not saying that?
No, I was saying that Mexico is part of Latin America.
Dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah. You feel stupid now, don't you? This happens a lot in his life, by the way.
I bet.
I feel like a dick now.
You are.
You are.
Yeah. That's
okay.
A good feeling.
Okay.
Because that's your humanity creeping in.
Well, it's... My entire argument has been... Yeah. Okay.
It's dead like it was from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, can I just say what I thought, what
yeah.
I was thinking?
Go ahead.
Okay. So South America was called Latin America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And North America, whatever. Hispanics were people or the countries that were conquered by Spain, which was literally Mexico down to South America, except for...
No, anytime he says something that makes me mad, I'm going to throw pennies at him.
I am Hispanic, if that's your point, Nick.
I'm not saying you're not Hispanic. You are Hispanic.
Yeah. Look at me, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying you're not Hispanic. What I'm saying is,
bro, look at my calf.
By preference, Mexicans and Central Americans
he's saying this as
would
a,
be Hispanics
who looks
more
white.
Than Latino.
Like when I first met him, I thought he was white. When I first met him, I thought he was white.
And South Americans, except for Brazil, would be Latinos and Hispanics.
Can we continue on from this? I don't know.
Well, no, that's wrong. That's
I
wrong.
Got bored from it. Yeah.
Brazilians are Latinos, but they're not Hispanics.
Yeah, I'm not really listening.
We're all from Africa.
It's I mean, originally,
I told you that.
We're all from Africa.
I knew that before you told me that.
No, but I told you that, and you were like,
you know who we all are, bro? We're Pangeans.
Yeah. You know, okay. I feel bad, but sometimes I act like I don't know things to make you feel better about yourself.
Here we have it. Rinky Dinky Boys.
Right. Nick getting owned.
Nick.
But the little pussy bitch he is.
What? Is this an Attack Nick episode?
It's Nick being the fuck did I do? He is.
A lot of things. You've done a lot.
I'm not saying anything mean about you.
Because you have nothing to say about me. Because I'm perfect.
Period.
Period.
Sure. You are perfect. I agreed with you.
Thank you.
I agreed with you.
Simp.
I love you, baby. You're amazing.
I love you, baby. You're amazing. I really don't see myself being like that.
If you
ever want to keep a fucking girl, you're gonna fucking do it.
You never. You don't. You just. You don't find yourself like doing that.
I mean, I'd probably be like, I love you out of nowhere, but like, I love you, baby. Like, the fuck?
He doesn't, because a lot of guys don't show it when they're with their friends, but in private, he does, but in private, a lot of guys are like that. It's just something you grow into.
I caught Nico doing it to Hannah.
That's cute.
That was funny.
He's a little bit of a simp.
You'll do it, Victor. You'll realize you'll that's the only way to keep a girl.
It's not the only way. You can lock her and up you in
can't
your
say,
basement.
You can't you say that's not it because you can't keep a girl.
You would not survive without
I like
Kaya.
How y'all didn't even, like...
What did you say, baby?
Nothing.
No, what did you say? Tell me.
I said, or you could lock her up in your basement.
That's evil, baby.
You would not
it's
survive
It's been done before.
Kaya.
Huh?
It's been done before.
Doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah.
But,
I really want to mess with the little knobs on my microphone.
You can mess with the volume one. That does nothing. Don't mess with that.
All right, let's start with you can start with your topic.
Okay, well, so what I wanted to talk about was I wish Nico was here because that was the whole reason for this topic. But when I got COVID, what did you do?
Huh?
When I got COVID.
Did you go get
fuck
tested?
No.
I went and got tested because the day before he got tested, we were together.
We were smooching in the morning.
And I didn't even, I tested negative. I didn't even have COVID.
See?
Which was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I mean.
I just healed my COVID away. I just meditated and just healed it.
Just healed it away. Come on away.
Yeah. You know how I was telling you I do that with headaches and migraines? Same shit. Just, I could teach you.
But, no, because I sent it in the podcast group chat because. We were all together on Saturday. Yeah, we were all together on Saturday, so I sent in the group chat. And I didn't inspect...
No SD card.
Fuck me. It was in there. All right, I guess we got no
not
video.
Not around other people, babe.
Huh?
Not around other people.
What?
What did you just say?
Fuck me?
Yeah. Not around other people. It's inappropriate.
You're inappropriate.
Oh, I caught you say that.
What are you fucking doing?
Carry on.
Okay. I sent it in the group chat and, you know, baby, they never respond to me.
Yeah.
They take days to respond to me. And I sent it. I tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
And then immediately Hannah went, wait, for real? And Victor, or not Victor, Nico immediately goes, show the proof. Yeah. And then I sent them the screenshot and then Victor responded too. That was the quickest y'all ever responded. Nico's not even here. No, but what did you do when I said I had COVID?
Continued on with my day.
You didn't even
nope.
Care for the
I didn't give a fuck.
You didn't have any symptoms?
I think I've had COVID a couple times and I just shake it off. I just take my vitamins, multivitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C. I take a lot of supplements.
Yeah, I don't think you ever had COVID.
I've had COVID because I've had, like, bad days where, like, I can't breathe and I have these migraines. I just meditate all day and it just goes away.
Okay. Babe, what about you? What did you do?
I went and got tested. You know what I did. I called my work and, like, told them that you had COVID and my boss was like, fuck, go get tested. I was like, okay. And then I did, and it came out negative. they shoved a cotton swab up my nose. Both of my nostrils.
They raped your nose.
I felt assaulted. It was very not great.
Didn't you get that too, Victor?
I had a COVID, an actual COVID test a while ago, and it was horrible. Yeah. That's why I don't want to get
his
COVID.
His wasn't that bad.
Ago.
They just, like, swabbed around his, like, nasal area, like, lightly. With what? Me, they just,
no,
they, like, what? Shoved it in there.
No, they didn't. They did a mouth swab.
Oh. Weren't
yeah. you lucky? And I did Bruh. The mouth swab. I did the mouth swab.
So you haven't been nose raped?
Huh?
You haven't been nose raped?
My mom wanted me to get nose raped, but I was like,
that's a good, that's a good clip.
Wish you had. You deserve it.
That's a good soundbite.
Huh? I deserve it.
Yeah.
Dude, it's horrible. You're just like.
It's terrible. Like, yeah. No, like, and then I forgot to breathe while they were doing it. Because my mom was looking at, oh, it was like sitting there and watching me as it was happening. And she was like, honey, are you breathing? And I was like, no.
You're adorable.
No. We need to have a simp counter. Every time he says something like button. That, just like, ding.
I just love you a lot, and I want you to know.
And that's okay, and I want you to keep
loving
me.
You're beautiful, and you forget that you're beautiful, and I have to remind you constantly that you're beautiful.
Dude.
It's like a gradient. There's not white, kind of white, and then white.
Okay. What did you?
I hate it when you make things that I say sound awkward.
What are you talking about, babe?
Invalidation. He's not validating.
Yeah,
he's not validating.
Oh my god. What were you talking about, babe?
The gradient. Victor's not white. You're kind of white, and I'm super white.
Better legs?
Yeah.
I've been working out in the sun. That's why. I'm getting bro, look at these calves. Look at that calf,
that is
bro.
A nice calf.
See that? This could be you, Nick, but you're fucking.
No, I'd rather work out with Nico. No offense.
You wouldn't survive with Nico. You wouldn't survive with me either.
Then why would I fucking go work out with you then?
So you can start building muscle, I guess. Can you even do 20 push-ups nonstop?
No.
Yeah.
And I don't care to.
And but, Kaya, fake promises, Kaya, where you would work out with me? Fake promises.
I thought about it, but...
I thought about it.
Committing is hard, man.
You're committed with Nick?
Well, yeah, that's different. Committing to torturing myself every day.
It's not torturing yourself.
It's torture.
It's bettering yourself.
It's torture.
It's investing in
what
yourself.
What are you doing?
We talked about this. This. What does this
oh.
mean?
Oh, move.
No. What does this mean?
I move further away.
No, baby. It's
get closer.
Move the microphone closer to you.
Oh. Is that better?
Go like that.
Is that better?
That's better. Okay. No, but. I had to quarantine in my house.
In your room?
Yeah, in my room. This room.
You had to be in this room for every day for 2 weeks straight.
10 days. It was, no, not 2 weeks. It was 10 days. And I stayed here doing my, just focusing on school, really, and playing video games. But at some point, I started kind of going loco. Because I would speak to myself out loud and start yelling. And there was one time where the neighbor in front, I was looking out the window and the neighbor in front had came out of his house and started singing Happy Birthday. And I started singing Happy Birthday with him and copying his dance moves.
Oh my God.
I was lonely, baby.
Good Lord.
And, but I was, when, I was getting sick, or I felt sick, and my mom had told me, or I told my mom, and my mom was like, yeah, go get a COVID test, and I was like, yeah, that should be smart, we're in a pandemic, be a good citizen, unlike Victor, and go get a COVID test. And so my mom made me drive myself to the COVID test, and when I woke up that morning, I had a massive headache, and we had to push the test an hour back. And so I get in the car and I'm going, and right when I get to the intersection out of my house, there's a crash. There's a crash, and this guy falls out of the car, and he's like hurting, his like back is hurt, and you can tell him he's having a hard time. And I was like, oh my God, I gotta go help. And so I open the door and I'm like, I have COVID. I can't help. There's other people there. So I was like, all right, and closed the door and I kept going. I couldn't help. Like, if he needed CPR and I had COVID, he's going to get COVID. But,
that's hilarious.
And I went to the test and I did the mouth swab and I came back home and I was laying on my couch on the phone with Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, oh, I got my COVID test. And she goes, oh, but what is it? And I was like, it's positive. And then she went and told her parents. And what did your mom say, baby?
My mom said, but she wished. I don't even remember. She was talking to my dad, and she was like, "Bet you wish they'd moved out already," something like that. "I bet you wish they had moved out by now, huh?"
I thought your mom was telling you to stay away from her.
Yeah, well, no,
like,
I kept
stay away from her.
I kept being like, "I'm gonna cough on you. Don't make me cough on you." And then my dad kept being like, "COVID girl." No, what did he say? What is it? What is her name? Typhoid Mary. He called me Typhoid Mary. So there was this woman on a boat. I think this is Typhoid Mary, anyways. Supposedly she was going. What are you doing? she was on a boat and she was like the cook person, and she had typhoid, but nobody knew that. Like illnesses were transferred by can be transferred by touch or like
Ebola
contaminated food. So she was like making the food for all the people on the boat, and she had typhoid, and she was serving it to the sailor people, the people on the boat, and all of them were getting typhoid, and they were all like, "What the fuck? Why am I getting typhoid?"
What's typhoid?
It's a
bacterial disease spread to contaminated food and water or close contact.
Yeah. So that's why Typhoid Mary is a thing.
So they called you Typhoid Mary? Why?
Because they didn't
want
me.
Bro, she just said.
They didn't want me to be near them.
Yeah, no, I missed that part.
Yeah, you miss a lot.
Hey, babe.
It's ADHD. Obvious he doesn't listen.
No, he has ADHD and he refuses to be medicated for it.
I want to be medicated now.
I wanted to ask you something that was
dude,
really
do not get medicated.
He needs to get medicated. It's so bad.
ADHD? I'll teach you how to meditate. ADHD isn't real.
It's real.
It's in your head. No. I had ADHD.
It is in your head because it's chemical imbalance in your brain.
Like, if you got prescribed like Adderall and shit, that'd go bad real quick.
I never got to describe that at all. But yeah, no, he's very, all the sickness is in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm very.
He's the kind of guy that get Ebola and start meditating.
Yeah.
Instead of going
and then
to
die.
Instead of going Whoa. To the doctor.
Ebola's Ebola. What the fuck?
No, but like, you're that type.
Cancer.
You'd be that type
away.
Of guy.
It's because the body heals itself. That's like a real true thing.
It does heal itself, but there are certain things that the body can't fight. Why do you think?
Why do you think the placebo effect works?
Why do you think
it doesn't
polio,
work all the time?
It doesn't work all the
why
time.
Why do you think people don't
work.
Die of polio anymore?
Vaccines?
Yeah, the body doesn't fucking heal itself.
Whoa, that's polio. You don't get shot and you're like gone. I mean. You can go through like super icy waters. You know who
Captain America?
Shut the fuck up. No, I know. There's that guy that like runs barefoot on like in like snow, and he can just like it doesn't affect him
his,
or something.
His breeding method is super famous. It's how the
looks it up. What, he just didn't get frostbite or something?
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's because your body is the Wim Hof method. Your body is stronger and more powerful than you think. You just gotta access that.
Yeah, no, but
like, things
we're
like in the Matrix.
Schizophrenia. It's in your head, but
I'm low key schizophrenic. You know what I was hunting you about yesterday? That's signs of schizophrenia.
What?
You know what I was telling you about my anxiety of looking at stars?
Oh, yeah.
That's like low-key schizophrenia.
He looks at the stars and he thinks the stars are looking back at him. Like if we were a zoo.
What the f... No, no. Let me explain it. That's...
No.
Dude, that's like a retarded... Oh, I can't say retarded. That's an incorrect version of how I said...
It's pretty much... He thinks look, that the stars are aliens.
Look, let me... You're going to cut that out.
Yeah.
You're going to cut that out. Let me explain it. So I used to have mad anxiety because it just hit me one day that I was looking at the stars and I'm like, what if we're the zoo? Like, you know, when you're in the zoo and there's like a wall and there's like a little bubble bubble window and you can go in and you're like looking at alligators or something. I was thinking like, what if we're the zoo and the stars are like the wind? The windows,
not the peepholes or something.
Yeah, the peepholes
where you can look at us. That's crazy.
And I would start getting anxiety bad from that.
So an inconsistency about that is you said like a bubble that us, the person, goes into to look at the animals, right?
Like you've never been in a zoo before?
No. Okay. You're saying the bubble is what us, the lookers, go into, right?
No, the bubble is the thing that animals are in.
Okay. He didn't say that. He said
I got that from that.
So the bubble is going out, not in.
What are you
talking about? Look, basically I thought the stars like were encaged. Basically I came that's the schizophrenia in me. Like I came to the conclusion that we're encaged on this planet Earth and we're being limited to just this. And then aliens would just watch us. And the stars are like the aliens, like gods or deities.
Did I tell you my mom thought I was schizophrenic when I was little?
No, you didn't.
I used to talk to shadows.
That's just the silly you, though.
Little
no, but I like talked to them like they were my friends because I didn't have any friends.
Oh, me too. Little. I didn't have. I grew up very lonely.
Kitty.
Demons came up to me when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
It would scratch the walls.
Yeah.
Did you see the shadows, though?
Yeah.
She's talking about her own shadows.
No.
What?
Oh, that's deep.
What shadows then?
I don't know. Just the shadows. Like, when I would go to bed at night, there would be things that would look like shadows of people on my walls, and I would talk to them.
Maybe they're your ancestors.
And my mom thought I was, like, batshit insane.
You kind of are.
Bruh, that's not the right
and
thing
And then
to
my
say.
My brother would come. My brother had a bad habit of sleepwalking. And he would come into my room occasionally, and one time he came into my room while he was sleepwalking and went, I made a mistake. I have to go back and fix it. And then he left the room.
Whoa, dude, sleep. You've encountered sleepwalking?
Yeah, no, my brother sleepwalks.
Does he still do it?
Not as often, but occasionally still.
When was the last time he did it?
I don't know. He doesn't really tell us that often anymore, because all of us close our doors when we go to bed now, and whenever a door opens, I assume somebody's just going to the bathroom. When he was little, the last notable time I remember it is he went downstairs. Because did y'all have like a thing you dragged around with y'all when you were little and like went to bed with? And because me and my brother had blankets, like our blankies. And he would drag around his blanket everywhere, and he dragged his blanket in downstairs. He went all the way downstairs, into the kitchen and, laid down in front of the, fridge and fell asleep. And then he woke up there in the morning and we were like, what the fuck? He did that a lot. He normally wouldn't get that far. He would a lot of times drag it into the hallway between all of our rooms and just sleep there instead.
This sounds really weird.
He wouldn't put pillows in the oven, would he?
No.
What?
Do you get that reference?
No.
From Step Brothers?
No.
No, I don't get it.
You've never seen Step Brothers?
I've seen it, but I don't remember that. But, what's it called? This is weird, but I want to sleep over at someone who like sleepwalks house.
You're not That's supposed dangerous. To wake them up.
No.
Why not? What happens?
They die.
Well,
they could die.
I don't think that's true, but I don't know. They could fall or something. I don't know. I never woke him up. He just kind of
interesting
went away.
But No, I want to just like sleep over at their house and like just wake up in the middle of night and see them like walking around being dumb.
Yeah.
Probably disturbing.
Can you fuck with them?
No, you shouldn't.
That's morally wrong.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
that's like pushing like a special ed kid, like move out of the hallway.
No, it's not. It's not the, like, no, like, can I, like, by fucking with them, I mean, like.
No.
Because they know where they're going, right?
No.
They have, or is like, it muscle all muscle memory?
It's all muscle memory? Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Wait a minute.
Can I blow air on them? Like, would they be, that's like, rude. Would Dude, that scare
that's
them?
That's morally, ethically wrong. Like, that's
how,
like,
is that wrong?
They don't know what they're doing. Mm-mm. Dude, you're fucked up.
No, come on. I don't know.
That's like,
that'd be fun.
That's like when they ask you, do you want to donate to the children's hospital? And you're like, fuck no, fuck them kids.
I always round up my money when Me I do too. That.
I feel like I'm going to go to hell if I don't.
Yeah, no, I do share the same thing. Well, and I also like just the feeling of having to pay an even amount of money. An even amount, like 20. I don't like having to pay. Shut the fuck up. I will kill you with my bare hands. You know, I told him that if he ever dies, I'll
get over him really quickly.
No, I'll stuff his body.
That's so mean.
I'll stuff his body and
have
keep
him in the corner.
Yes. Keep him in the living room so I can talk to him.
I'm not gonna respond.
That's fucking weird.
No, he knows that, and I've told him that before, and he's like, okay, honey. And he think well, do you think I'll actually do it?
No.
You don't think I'll actually do it?
No.
You told me the other day you thought I would.
I don't think that's illegal.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, you probably, like if you could, you would, but I don't think you will. Baby, my family would like to go somewhere to see. Like,
let's go to Kaya's house.
They don't have to know that it's not actually your body in that grave.
Oh my god, baby, you're horrible.
I love you.
I love you too.
Dude, I don't know why I said about that children's hospital shit. I'm like really hyped on coffee right now.
You know what you said about it?
I don't know why I said it. It did not make sense.
Because apparently I was being morally wrong.
Oh, it is? Yeah, to fuck with sleep people sleepwalking? Yeah.
Have y'all ever had sleep paralysis?
I have it every time I sleep with my back.
Ooh.
But then
there are some things that trigger it.
You can turn it into lucid dreaming if you just let go.
Yeah.
It's like when you fall in a pool. But you probably haven't done that. I've seen numbers.
I've fallen in pools.
During sleep paralysis. Have you seen the numbers?
No. I've never had sleep paralysis. I wanted to see what y'all.
Well, I had a.
That's the one thing I've never, like.
I had a dream that I was asleep in my bed. My body was in the bed. And I was at my door, looking at myself in the bed.
You're probably astral projecting. You didn't even know it. Did you feel something weird in your chest?
That happened.
Because your chest is where you connect your soul through your body.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what I felt. I just remember like the room was red, and I was looking at myself sleeping in my bed from the doorway.
Some crazy shit, right? It happens to me like once a week at least. You should keep going. You should when that happens, you just keep going.
I've heard that.
Keep going. Where?
I'm afraid that if you get too far away from your body, you won't be able to find your way back, though.
No, you come back every time, unless you leave this realm. I cannot explain it.
Realm.
If you see Jesus where you're actually projecting, you should tell me
why.
Because me and Jesus have an unfinished conversation.
Well, tell us about the conversation.
I can't tell you.
When it's
secret.
Because
it's between him and the big guy.
Because once you leave your human perception, it's all about feelings and emotions. You don't speak through like a language. Language is like the lowest form of language of communication in the spiritual world. And you can't comprehend that yet. Like, you know, in your dream, when you talk in your dream, you're talking telepathically. You're not speaking in your dream.
through saying, if I saw you in my dream and I was talking to you.
I think sometimes you are talking in your dreams because don't sometimes I talk in my sleep?
Yeah, she does. It's kind of cute.
Really cute. What was that? Because do you remember that time where I pushed the bed from the wall with my foot?
Yeah. That was so weird. That was so funny. So, were we in your house or my house?
No, we were, because my bed doesn't move. Yours is like...
It was my house then. Yeah. Okay, so we were... You slept over, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I can't remember either. But we were in my bed, and she like wakes up in stages, you know? So sometimes she'll like sit up, look around, and then like go back to sleep.
That's creepy.
And that's like she's up, like she sits up and she goes, I'm gonna try to wake up now, and then she'll go back to sleep. And well, so I assume that she was just kind of like, you know how you're like half asleep or your eyes are closed and you're kind of feeling like going back to sleep but you're still awake,
like when you wake up and go pee.
Yeah
kind of, yeah. Like that, but like your eyes are closed and you're on your bed. So I assumed that she was just doing that. Well, she started moving around a bit, like rustling a bit in the bed. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'm on my phone. I'm just, you know, hanging out with her, cuddling. And then her back was against the wall, right? And then she turns over, puts her foot on the wall, and then just moves it. And I go, what the fuck was that for, babe? And she just didn't answer me. And I'm like, babe.
I think I was having a bad dream.
I don't remember what you were doing.
Because I remember, like, I don't know. I remember you telling me that I was, like not yelling, but, like, whining or something.
Yeah, she was kind of... That was after, though. You had pushed the thing, and I was like, babe, I know you're awake. Why the fuck did you move the bed? Babe, wake, babe, I know you can hear me. And then you started like having like your little nightmare, and I woke you up, and I was like, why did you move the bed? And she was like, what? When did I move the bed? There was another time where we were sleeping over at your house.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on the side of the wall, yeah. Right? And I don't
like being on the side of the bed. That's not closest to the wall, because if I feel like if somebody comes in and tries to murder us, they'll murder the person that is closest to the edge of the bed. That's like the open part of the room. They'll murder that person first.
That's reasonable.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
So she was on that side of the bed, right? And I had gotten up to go pee, and then she had rolled over to the other side of the bed. And I came back and I was like, you're on my side of the bed, you know? And I kind of tried pushing her, and she was like, stop, right? So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. I climb over her and I get on the side of the wall side of the bed, and I start to sleep. And then she wakes up in the middle of the night and goes, why the fuck did you steal my side of the bed? And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You stole my side first.
This.
And she's like, get on the other side. And I was like, Jesus, okay, whatever.
I don't remember that.
You were so mad at me for taking your side of the bed.
I remember
when you stole mine
the
first
time he slept over at my house. I had one of those kind of like half awake moments. I remember it kind of, but I was talking to him and I was... But my eyes were closed, but I could still see him. If that makes sense.
What?
Like, my eyes were closed, but I could still see you. Like, I knew where you were, and I knew where, like, all of your, like, body parts were. And, for some reason, instead of, like, you being you, you were, like, a stick figure. And your joints were, like, circles that had letters and numbers in them.
Oh, that's some deep.
It was weird. I tried to explain it to you, and you had no idea what I was talking
that's
about.
That's what you were trying
and
to tell me.
And I was really, really frustrated that you didn't understand what I was saying.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, okay. She was half asleep, when she was trying to explain this to me. So I thought she was just, you know, that tired talk, you know? Mm-hmm. She was slurring her words. She was kind of like, your joints really like circles, you know? And I was like, okay, baby, sure thing. And she's like, you understand me? And I was like, not really, baby, but that's okay. And she's like, and then she tries to explain it again. I was like, baby, go to sleep.
Has that ever happened again? Or
it
was just
no,
that one
it was
time?
Just that one time.
Because you could, I think you accessed like a part of your mind yeah. that shouldn't be accessed.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And a lot of times, because it's a thing for him to call me after he's gotten out of work, to call me to make sure he gets home safe. Do you remember? Because I never remember. do you yeah. remember that one time that I answered and that apparently I answered, but I didn't remember that I answered. So I called him the next day and was like, I'm sorry I didn't answer the phone yesterday. And he was like, what are you talking about? You did. And I was like, what? I answered the phone. And happens. I did not remember it
that
at
happened,
all.
That happened like three times.
I yeah. just remember the one.
It happened three times. I would call her. It's like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And she's answering and she's super tired. And she's like, and she's talking to me like, are you home yet? And like, yeah. Okay, I go to bed, right? And she goes to sleep. Okay. In the morning, she calls me again. She answers me. And she goes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your call. And I was like, you already called me. And like, mm-hmm. you answered. Another time was the same thing happened, but she left a voicemail.
Oh, yes.
And she was like, baby, I'm really sorry I didn't answer your call last night. I couldn't hear it. You know, I'm really sorry for not whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you answered the phone. You said I love you back to me. You.
I never realized this until I started, like, until I was with somebody, because I don't really sleep around a lot of people.
Sleep around a lot of people?
Okay, shut up. You know what I mean. But I never realized I did any of this stuff before I had somebody to witness it.
You don't have your mom or dad?
Like, no, I don't like sleeping like around people. It makes me uncomfortable.
No, I mean,
it makes
like,
me feel like they're gonna like murder or attack me or
no,
something.
No, I mean like they wouldn't come in your room. They're like, hey, throw out the trash while you're asleep. Like, hey, throw out the trash.
No.
And you're like, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because my mom says like, you told me you were gonna throw out the trash in the morning. I'm like, that was not me.
There was a different person.
That was my subconscious.
Just trying to get you to go away.
Exactly. Yeah,
trying to go to sleep.
Stop bothering. Yeah.
You're really white, Kaya.
I know. That's like, I don't know.
Can you get tan? Is that possible? Or are you just...
No, she just burns.
I burn. Yeah. I look at the sun and I burn.
You look at the sun? I sun gaze too, but only when it
sun gaze.
Yeah, it's called sun gazing.
You just like, stare at the sun.
Just blind yourself.
The Egyptians did it. You have to do it when sunset and sunrise. That's the only times where it doesn't damage your eye. And it heals your third eye.
I just made everyone yawn right now.
No, neither of us.
I'm
yawning.
Talking about the viewers. They're all gonna yawn now.
Like. Two viewers that you have.
Fuck off, babe. Are 10, you? Babe. Okay, I have an estimated of 10.
Shout
people.
Out to our 10 viewers.
Y'all the real ones.
It's like your mom and your sister.
But you listen too, right?
Sometimes.
Some. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I listen to our first ones. That's it.
Wow. Okay. Well. Me and Nico, or not Nico. Me and Victor have realized. That we both like hiking. Yeah, Kaya hates hiking, and I'm kind of hoping that you can convince her to go hiking with us.
Definitely, we can just, you know, we can go for a small one sometime.
Just a day hike.
We check the weather and see if it's a little cloudy-ish.
Nice and cool.
You know, we can plan it. We can have a picnic on top of the mountain or something.
Your favorite foods.
That would require you to carry the stuff up there.
You could just walk. Carry it.
When we and my family hike, we walking. Hike with weights. Like, we'll have a 40, 50-pound weight on our back to get a good workout.
That sucks. Okay, you don't have to keep doing it to me. I'm close enough to the mic now, you bitch.
Okay, but I want you to be comfortable saying move
but
the mic.
I am fine. I am okay, comfortable.
Okay, I don't know why you're calling me a bitch. I'm just...
Because you are one.
You're her bitch, bro. Yeah.
Okay, well...
She's the top, and you're like...
What type of hiking? Do you go for days, or do you only... Just
oh,
one day?
Park? Just for the day.
Boring.
Go home.
You're boring.
No, I want to go crazy. On a trek, on an expedition.
No. Expedition? No. Mm-hmm. Expedition. Shut the f-
He wants to go. Have you heard of the Dyatlov Pass incident?
No.
You don't know the Okay, so nine what were they? I think they were like Persian.
They were Russian.
No, they were in Russia.
I like it when you correct Nick.
Were they Siberian then?
Yeah, they were Siberian.
Okay. There's my phone.
I think there are nine Siberian hikers.
Wait, no, I thought Dyatlov was in Siberia.
I don't fucking know. It's either they were Russian hikers and they were in Siberia, or they were Siberian hikers and they
in
were
Russia.
In Russia. Okay, so they went to this place where, like, the people native to that land, they kind of just, their name for... This place, this mountain by where they were camping was basically like, don't go there. Like, this is a very bad place. Don't go there. That was their name for the place.
I thought the mountain was called Death Mountain.
It was called something like that. But
and then the path to get there was called Don't Go There.
Yeah, like, don't go there. Like, but anyways, like, the point is, the names were indicative of what you can expect there. Don't go there, and death. And so what happened was they went on a trek, and they were expected to show up at a certain point, but they didn't show up. And they waited a couple days because they were like, well, sometimes things happen and delays happen. And they sent a, what are they called? A rescue team, a search party. They sent a search party out to look for them. And what they found was like bizarre. They found
an arm.
No.
The shoes.
So first they found, I think it was two or three people, and they were stripped down to their underwear, which when you're hiking, especially in cold weather, you do not do. Like, even when you're sleeping, you do not get down to your socks and underwear because it's freezing. So what they think happened is it's called paradoxical undressing. It's when you get so cold that your body thinks you're hot and you start like taking off your clothes. What I think happened is that other people probably took their clothes and bundled up more. But they also found one man who was, like, I think partway up a tree. Or no, he wasn't partway. There was flesh on the tree. And they found him at, like, the base of the tree. And part of his arm was, like, flayed off. And they found that flesh in his mouth.
What were they smoking, right?
No. And then one of them had radiation poison. Not radiation. One of them had radiation. Like, he was... What's the word? He just had radiation. Which is fucking crazy.
From what?
Exactly. That's the thing. No one knows.
They probably drank.
And one of their face was burned. Even though there wasn't a fire or anything. People think it was the lantern, but... That I don't believe it.
Something went wrong.
And then there was this one girl that they found, and her tongue and her eyes were ripped out. We're gone. We're missing. I don't know about the eyes, but the autopsy report showed that her tongue was ripped out while her blood was still pumping, which means she was still alive when her tongue was ripped out. Because people will say that it was probably animals, which in any other case I would say it probably was, but her blood was still pumping when that happened. So yeah. And then So they found all those people, right? And they were all like fucked up and
oh, they found the rest of the people?
Yeah, they found the rest of the people and
they
were all dead.
How many people were there in total?
9. Well, no, 8, right?
I don't know. I thought
because one of them stayed back and
because he wasn't feeling good.
Because he was sick. And he was mm-hmm. the only one of the party to
survive.
To survive. And that was because he stayed in the town they'd stay that they'd passed through previously because he wasn't feeling well.
In that town they told him not to go there.
Yeah. And then they found all these people that were dead and all that. In this crazy way, and they were found like symmetrically placed between each other, if that makes sense. Like they were found like equidistant from each other. Like each of them were like 200 or 300 feet away from each other.
Wait, I thought some were found by the tree line.
I don't know. I don't remember. I'd have
so
to.
So all of them died.
Yes,
all of them except for the guy who stayed in the village.
Yeah.
Jeez. Right.
And then recently, 8 hikers went up and have gone missing.
In the same place?
Yes.
Bruh, no
one. And this dumbass right here said he wants to go there.
I'm down.
Yeah, you see.
Why the fuck are y'all like this?
Hey, but there's something else
about to go down.
About this thing, right?
We just go with guns.
Yeah, right. Something else about this thing is one of the guys were found with trauma, like what is it called when they get hit so much they die? Blunt force trauma with the force of a car accident.
Yeah. And they're saying that it is
in one of their diaries they said one of their diaries.
Oh god, no.
You
want
to say it?
Yeah. Okay. So they made themselves this their like group, like a little newspaper for their group, kind of like be cute, like keep up with events on other people. And their last, I think last, anyways, their last entry, their title was, not title, but, like, they had in it, from now on, we know the snowmen exist.
Snowmen?
Yeah.
Snowman or snowmen?
This was, so, snowmen. The thing is that this was translated from Russian.
Yeah.
So it could be, like, snow monster, snow goblin, yeah. Yeti, you know?
So fucking down.
Yeah, no, Let's but they said from go. Now on the snowmen exist, and if that's not the creepiest fucking headline you can read
before
after
they all die.
After finding them all dead, I don't know what is, because that's fucking creepy, and it's so creepy.
It's the people from Game of Thrones, the ice people.
Yeah, the White Walkers.
The White Walkers.
But yeah, no, it's so creepy. I could literally talk, but people think it's a avalanche. It was an avalanche, but I can't fucking believe it because the two of the victims had the same trauma. And one of them was one of the girls was shorter than the guy, but that's like not something that really happens because they had the same trauma, like blunt force trauma. Impacts on their bodies and everything that that this other guy had, but supposedly that doesn't happen with avalanches. Like if an avalanche happens, it's different. Your body gets affected. Each person's body gets affected differently, but it was the same. They were the same injuries. It was consistent.
Has no one thought of like sending like a SEAL team there?
Right,
checking shit out,
bro. I'd join the military if they were going up there to figure this shit out.
Yeah,
I want to be on that team,
dude. I'm so we should get Nico on this.
I don't. I hope that Nico is smart enough to not agree.
No, he'd say yeah. He'd say yes.
Dude, Memphis would say yes.
Oh yeah, Memphis would say yeah.
You remember that one time Memphis came over to your house and was like, my family isn't letting me sleep, so I'm going to sleep. Okay.
Yeah.
Your couch.
Yeah.
That was funny.
But yeah, I just want you to go hiking with us, baby.
It's not like that's going to happen. There's like a... Yeah. I was telling Nick...
The one time... That would be my luck, too. The one time I decide to go hiking with y'all, something fucking terrible happens.
I don't think so.
How do you say snowman in Russian? Like, is there no fairy tale?
That's what I was looking at, too. But, The thing is, we don't know what the diary was written like or anything. But
I didn't mean to.
I wanna go like on like a 4-day hiking trip.
No.
Why not?
The Snegoviki. Snegoviki lease.
Would you wanna go on a 4-day hiking trip?
Fuck no.
Why not?
I have anxiety.
That's how murder happens.
Not if you go with a gun.
What? You can still get murdered if you have a gun.
No.
It's happened.
People think you can just shoot at someone coming at you like it's easy. You know the percent? Like...
Yeah, shooting at a moving target is really fucking hard. I can barely shoot at a target standing still.
Half of a bullet out of 7 bullets are going to hit the target. And if that's a cop shooting.
Yeah. Somebody who's like trained to.
Yeah. Unless you're in The Walking Dead. In The Walking Dead, they're always just like, headshot, headshot, headshot. Yeah.
Well, you know, I never miss, so.
Have you ever even shot? No, you were in Boy Scouts. Of course I have. You in Boy Scouts, you've shot. Of course I have. Have you shot at like a handheld?
Yeah, no, not a handheld.
Flicky?
Yeah.
No. I've only shot rifle shotguns and black.
It's different.
Black powder rifles. But,
So you've never shot like a.
Glock.
Glock.
The shit you told me about the Glock was literally like stupid. He was like,
"Oh, she already knows." I told her many times.
You would tell her
about the having
Glock changed to cock.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
I still want to do it. You're not gonna stop me.
And oh god, that tattoo that he wants—that's like use bone saw here.
No, not no. It's okay. The idea of this tattoo is it's like a doctor's note, right? Yeah. And it says, "Do not use bone saw."
It's stupid. It's so dumb.
It's dumb, but I'm down to get a card tattoo.
I don't want a card.
A card.
Like, a card. Oh, yeah.
No, you're an 8 of clubs. I'm a 3 of diamonds.
Why?
There's an astrology.
Hmm.
Based off the deck of cards.
I really want to get into tarot reading. That's something I've been wanting to into. Tarot cards. I really want to get into reading.
Las tarjetas del diablo.
What?
I don't know what you're saying.
Tarot cards?
Yeah.
You don't know what tarot cards? It's those things that you kind of like tell people's like future.
You gotta. That's too. You're trying to aim right here, and you're like not even over here.
Wait, what do you mean?
You get what I mean?
You're trying to aim at somewhere that you're not at.
But I really want to
sounds dumb.
Get into like witchcraft.
Yeah.
I'm really into that.
But you're not. You don't even meditate, bro.
Well, you don't need to meditate for witchcraft. Witchcraft is something completely different.
But you got to be connected to like the higher realms.
No, but I definitely think I because he doesn't believe in any of that. Well, he doesn't. Because
he's an unevolved. Yeah,
he doesn't believe in any of that. I think all of it's possible. I just think you have to try to communicate.
We had to talk about that yesterday, actually. Yeah,
I think you just have to try. You know.
Let me teach you how to meditate first.
I know how to meditate. I just never do.
Nah, no, you don't.
Do you really, babe?
Yeah.
You know how to meditate? That's fun. Meditate into a dream.
Meditating is not hard. That's you literally sit there and just don't think.
See? That's what people think.
No, but it's literally what it is.
That's not what
it
is.
Okay, how about this? Why don't you give us a master class, Victor? Right now.
That's how you start. First, you gotta learn how to let go of everything that makes you human.
No, but like...
Your ego.
When...
Your emotions.
It's gonna sound really fucking stupid. But when I meditate, it feels like I'm like a wooden ball floating in water.
You never told me you meditated.
I don't meditate real often, but I did when I was younger, when I was trying to get over my anxiety.
Mm.
But it, like, your brain makes you feel like something you're not.
You're not this. This is not what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You're just, this is just a different car, you know, indeed. And you're just driving it.
Yeah, it's the vehicle for your, like, not subconscious, but like your soul. Yeah.
Except you can feel your car.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Like, none of this is real. Oh, it is? But never mind, let's not get into it.
None of this it is real, but it is
to this body.
Like, we're blocking out 100%. Well, because
I used to fear death a lot, but recently I've kind of like come to the conclusion that you shouldn't, because our souls are something that it's like kind of like, you know how matter can't be created or destroyed? Our souls go somewhere else when we die, you know? It just...
My soul goes somewhere every night I go to sleep. You could not imagine the shit I see. I've seen my ancestors before. Have you seen your ancestors before?
If you just talk to Victor for about a day, you could make a movie out of it.
You should try Liz D.
I heard that... Because I think the whole past lives thing, I think that exists. I think that's like a legitimate thing.
What do you think my past life was?
You were a farmer in Belgium.
No, I don't think he would be a farmer in Belgium. I think... Stop looking at me like that. I'm trying to focus.
Me too. Let me try.
I think...
You're an English teacher.
No, I think he was one of those people who traveled. You know those traveling carnivals that used to be a thing?
You think I was a traveling carnival?
I think you were the head person, like the person who like introduced all the people in traveling carnival. I need to pee real quick. Okay, go ahead.
We're about to be done. Yeah. I mean, like, we have 5 minutes left. Do you think you could wait for 5 minutes?
4 minutes.
I guess. My pee-pee hurt.
Your pee-pee hurts? What do you think Victor was?
I know I was a warrior.
Oh no, you were a king. No.
Makes sense.
No,
I was a dictator.
Honestly.
Maybe I'll put you a dictator in my next life, right?
Honestly, but like in the, like, more towards that, like, not Henry the Eighth himself, but like something close to that.
You're absolutely right.
Is that the one who killed his wives?
Yes.
Yeah. You'd be that guy.
I would be a dictator in some way, some sort. Like, if the world ended, I'd be Negan. I just killed useless people and rule over Texas. I'm fucked up.
Am I useless?
Yes.
So you'd kill me?
No, I wouldn't kill you.
I just don't know what I would be. I want to say I was an accused witch in my past life, but honestly, I don't know.
You were burned by the stake.
I think you were like...
You don't even know what you're talking about.
Can I not have thoughts?
Yeah, no.
Nick, you don't even know allowed. You don't even know your own existence.
Okay. I think you were like a spy for like World War II or some shit.
With Russia.
And you got caught Soviet and Union. Tortured. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Do you think I was the lady in the witch elm?
The what?
Do you remember the who put Bella in the witch elm?
The what?
The witch elm.
It's what is
tree.
That?
It's that girl who was put in the tree.
What girl? What tree?
Never mind. One of the theories about that was that she was a spy, like a German spy or something. Mm. I don't think I was a spy. I think that I was probably a lady in waiting to a queen of some sort.
You're a mistress.
No. I think I was like kind of like a helping hand, but not the actual great force. I don't think I've ever been a great force of any kind. I just think I have always been a helper. You know? Like an aide. That is my role, I feel like. I was always made to be a supportive kind of soul. You know?
What kind of soul was I supposed to be?
A leader. But like,
fuck yeah.
A leader of something not...
A leader that would be destroyed by his own ego.
I think
damn,
that's
why,
fair.
Why are you always attacking me?
No, but a leader that's not of something that's big and well-known. A leader of something that's smaller, but still... Like, in its own right.
Like a chef owner. Like a restaurant owner.
Yeah, like a restaurant owner. It's like not something super like well known. Not like a president of a country, but like something smaller.
Like the governor of
the
city of Helotes. Like
the boss of a company or something.
The governor of Helotes.
I think that is your soul.
Of Helotes. The governor.
Whatever you call it.
The mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah. But not like the head honcho, not like the person on top.
You know what's interesting about that?
What?
I think that we're living one of the past lives.
We're always living a past life.
I don't think there's I think the future.
We're just experiencing
the past and the present. It's just like one line. Like it just already happened. It's happened. And happened.
Yep. That's what the Vikings thought.
The Vikings were right.
Bjorn! Viking.
Bjorn! Huh?
I could see him being a Viking in his past life, but I don't think you were a Viking.
No, he'd be a whore that the Vikings fucked.
No.
No, I'm playing. No. I'm playing. Dick.
I don't
I'm
think
playing.
So.
You'd be a fisherman.
Probably.
I also could see him being a traveling salesman.
Yeah, I see that. Along the Silk Road. I definitely fucking do that.
I could see you also see you selling like the snake oil type thing. Like, oh, this is going to heal you, even though it won't.
Placebo effect, bitch.
But yeah, no, I could definitely see him being like a traveling salesman. I could also see Victor being, I think.
A married man, hopefully.
No,
that's not possible.
I'm really sorry, but. I don't see that.
You were the guy with like five wives.
I could see, okay, this is going to be terrible, and I feel bad for saying this, but I could see you being the head of a church, but like a really bad church.
Oh, yeah. Like monopolizing? Like,
no, Catholic do you church? Remember no. When the church used to be like, oh, if you pay this much, you'll get into heaven?
Dude. That's so me.
Yeah, feel it. Yeah, I feel like you could.
I feel it.
That'd be you. Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm so evil.
I wasn't evil, but like not. Evil,
but not. But good. I'd still tell my mom, "Can I love you?"
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But you think you're doing the right thing.
The Mexican gang members. Like, just kill people and then go to church on Sunday like nothing happened.
Fuck yeah. Dude, Mexican gang members still love their grandma.
Yeah.
You'd be like, ah, then abuelita, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, if I was
it's 3:02.
Yeah,
go get food.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
Ready to go.
Okay.
We're dropping that, remember?
No, I have a question.
Okay. Ask your question.
My question that will probably never be answered is, who's the Zodiac killer?
Did we do that already?
It's Ted Cruz.
It's not Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz looked like him. This man ate my son. I see that. I think that every time I see. Or, Who's the Zodiac killer? That's like the one thing I've always wanted to know. Who are you? And are you still alive? Are you like a magic? Are you a reincarnated Jack the Ripper? Because I feel like that would be a thing.
And then he reincarnates. He'll be enslaved into living on the planet of Earth. I think if you don't deserve to go to heaven, I think you just keep living here. Like, this is
honestly,
is your prison time.
I can see it. We're all just in hell.
Just like, this is a shitty reality.
Yeah.
When you could be in an isekai, being the protagonist.
Yeah. Okay, y'all go.
21 Savage. Why 21 and not like?
Did you already ask this?
I haven't asked that yet.
I think he explained that before.
I don't think I did.
No, I think 21 explained that.
Oh, he did? Well, I want to know again. Why 21? And why not another number? And, g'day, mate. Because he's British.
Yeah. That made me forget what I was going to say. Kanye. Kim. Drizzy, are you really going after Kim?
Who's Drizzy?
Yeah, who's Drizzy?
Drizzy Drake.
Drake?
Oh, God.
Drizzy.
Drake.
Yes.
Okay.
Bruh, uncultured.
But didn't they get divorced? Kim and Kanye?
Like, I don't think they're divorced yet, but they're like in the proceedings of doing that.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve her. No, she doesn't deserve him.
I don't know.
If you listened this far, thank you so much for sticking until the end. We really appreciate it. And since you did stay this long, it must mean you enjoyed us. And if you enjoyed us, I bet you'd like to see more of us. And you can by subscribing or following, depending on what platform you're on. And if you're watching on YouTube or listening on Breaker, go ahead and smash the like button.
And if you want to see more of us or never miss an episode of us or would like to support us, go ahead and follow us on Twitter at Rinky Dinky Boys, no spaces. The RDB is capitalized and it's boys with a Z. TikTok at rinkydinky_boys_podcast. All lowercase boys is with a Z. And on Instagram at rinkydinky_boys. All lowercase boys is with a Z. We post any visuals that we may be talking about on Insta and some extra content on Reels and TikTok. Links to all the description. Links of all of these are in the description.
We are going to make a custom tablecloth and we want it full of quotes and names. So the first 100 people to rate us on Apple Music and include a quote with who said it, get their name on the custom tablecloth. We are now extending it to Twitter as well, except you don't need to leave a review or a rating. You just need to at the Rinky Dinky Boys with the quote and with who said it. And if you don't include your name, I'm just going to use your Twitter username. But Apple will have priority, which means if there's 60 Apple reviews and 60 tweets, I'm taking all the Apple reviews and only 40 tweets. First come, first serve. If you're unsure how to format the quotes, we will play a clip at the end of the episode that explains how we'd like it.
We're not asking for everyone to subscribe to our listener support, only those who are able to, and to in these trying times. Maybe it's for someone like Bill Pulte that enjoys our work and would like to help us improve and grow our podcast. Definitely consider becoming a supporter, and to for everyone else who can't pay anything monthly, would rather do a one-time donation, you can all donations and listener support money will be put forth improving our podcast.
We want your feedback. We want to know what you think about our episodes, what you like and dislike, what you feel was missing or that we need less of. Critique us. Let us know on any of the comments of the post for the episode you want to give feedback on, or in the comments section of the episode on YouTube or Breaker. You can even DM us on any platform, just know we cannot respond to DMs on TikTok for whatever reason. You can even email us at rinkydinkyboys@gmail.com.
All right, that's all we have for today. Have a great next 2 weeks. We'll see you then.
Oh, at some point it stopped recording.
Yeah, I know. I already said that.
Okay. Oh, my bad.
The Rinky Dinky Boys, we're making a custom tablecloth full of quotes and we want your names on it. So this is how you can get your name on it. First, you go to Apple Podcasts, you make sure you're subscribed, then you scroll down and you press write a review, make sure it's 5 stars, and you could title it whatever you want. Then you write down your favorite quote from our podcast, whichever episode, English or Spanish. For now, we're gonna use an example, which would be Victor's quote from episode 2.
We love drugs.
So it would be open quotations. We love drugs. Close quotations. Then dash, whoever said it. In this case, it was Victor. Under that, you write your review. It can be honest. If you want to use a different name other than the Apple Podcast name you have, then put it in parentheses at the end. The first 100 people to do this get their name on the custom tablecloth. Let's say you want to use a quote that has more than 2 people. This is how you do it. We're going to use a quote from episode 4.
Wait, have you heard of Inchers?
Insurance?
No, Inchers. The drink Inchers.
So we start off with Victor's part. Open quotations. Have you ever heard of Inchers? Close quotations. Then enter in the next part.
Insurance?
Open quotation. Insurance. Maybe a question mark. Sound like I was asking a question. Close quotation. Then enter. And the next part.
No, Inchers. The drink Inchers.
Open quotation. No, Inchers. The drink Inchers. Close quotation. Then dash, and you do it by the order who said it first. So Victor said it first. So it'd be Victor, comma, Nick, period. If you started with Nick's part first, then it would be dash, Nick, comma, Victor, period. Now let's say you're using 3 people. In this case, we'll use an example from episode 8.
You have great skin.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Damn. God. So you'd start with
open quotations, you have great skin, close quotations. Enter, then the next dialogue.
No, what? My skin's breaking out so bad.
Open quotation, no, maybe with an exclamation point. What? Maybe with another exclamation point. My skin is breaking out so bad. Close quotation. And then the next part, enter.
I mean, it's better than Nick's.
Open quotation, I mean, it's better than Nick's. Close quotation. Then, for the next dialogue, enter.
Damn, God.
Open quotation, damn, exclamation point, God, close quotation. Then it'll be dash and in order. So it was Victor, comma, Hannah, comma, Nick, period. The first 100 people to write a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and include a quote, get their name on their tablecloth. Oh, motherfucker, I get this wrong every time. Get their name under their quote on our custom tablecloth.